like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
A lunch, man. I'm thinking about Cables right now. Maybe pop by there this afternoon Thursday? Fiesta Thursday. Smothered burritos for $10.99 or a house and a house margarita for just $4. You can't beat that deal.
Sounds really good.
It does sound really good. It sounds fantastic. Might be a plan this afternoon. I don't know, Angel. We'll see what happens, man.
It's not compelling.
It does. Let's maybe think about that. Let's put a pin in it for the next 2 hours and see where we go. Things got really interesting for tonight. Boston and Miami. Gabe Vincent for the Miami Heat has been ruled out of game
Who?
Five with an ankle sprain. 17 points per game. Who?
Oh.
For in the finals.
I know who he is.
I know you do. I'm just saying that this is this a big enough blow here where Boston can grab this game? I mean, it's at home, right?
Yep.
It's a chance. You think Boston wins tonight? I actually think they do.
I do too. They're 8.5 favorites. That's a lot.
That's gotta
that
be
was
the
even
most
before the injury.
That's gotta be the most a team's been favored by when you're down 3-1.
Oh yeah.
And you're the team down 3-1. I think it's wild, man. It's absolutely wild. I got another client friend of mine calling. What is it with people today? People are calling us while we're on the air. It's absolutely fascinating. Josh McDaniel says Davante Adams earned the right to vent on the Raiders. Adams has been venting a lot about the Raiders. McDaniels, I don't know if you heard some of the stuff that he said, but Davante Adams said one of the things he said, I don't see eye to eye with the direction of the franchise. It's not
whoa,
a vent.
Whoa, wait a second.
That's not a vent. That's I don't agree with what you're doing as a franchise. Josh McDaniel says, I respect the hell out of anything that he would say or suggest or anything like that during the course of the process of trying to improve our team, which I know where Davante Adams comes from. He's a competitor. He wants to win, and that's really his sole focus, and that's what he does here every day. Do they have problems in Vegas with Davante Adams? Maybe so. That's a big thing to say, dude. That's a tough thing to say. We don't see eye to eye.
Wow.
Well, you got rid of his quarterback.
Yeah. You made that move thinking maybe you get Rodgers.
And now you got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Who had foot surgery in March.
I mean, if you're paying me that much money, you're going to let me say whatever I want. All right.
I guess.
This is my team now.
Oh, boy. Well, normally McDaniels is the one saying bad things and getting receivers kicked out of their town. But in this case, he's like, please don't leave.
Please, Davante, say whatever you want.
Say whatever you want. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a new kicker, and he is a former Bronco, Brandon McManus. It didn't take long for him to find a job. He signed this morning with Jacksonville. I'm sorry, Angel. I'm a Broncos guy. I'm just having a hard time having a lot of energy on this right now. It's probably because the Nuggets
anymore.
Are heading to the final. I'm just kind of like, give me a kicker, and that's it. I don't care. I don't care who he is. Yeah, there's one or two that are just automatic. Why am I blanking on Baltimore's kicker? Justin Tucker. Mm-hmm. He's automatic. I would like him. But the rest?
Just guys.
They're just guys.
They're players, but they're just guys.
Just kick balls, man.
There's no kickoff anymore, so.
Well, now the Broncos might bring on the guy that missed 5,000 extra points in the playoffs for Dallas.
There you go.
That'll get it started. Let's get rid of Brandon McManus and bring in the guy that has the yips.
The altitude.
Maybe this is a plan by Peyton. We're going to remove the kicker so that you are forced to score touchdowns. No fail safe. No, we're pulling it out from under you, man. You're pulling the net out. Patriots lose two OTAs due to a violation of rules. What did they do this time? Do we know yet?
No.
Just according to leaked sources that they broke some rules and they're going to lose two OTAs. So no practice for them.
Cheater's going to cheat.
That's what they do, man. That's what they do. This marks the start of the third and final phase of the Patriots offseason program. They were allowed 10 OTAs. The NFL teams are allowed 10 OTAs. No live contact or anything like that. But this is a lot of times where you're installing things. This is why they're so secretive at OTAs, because this is when teams put in their initial kind of skeleton of what their offense and defense might look like when they get into training camp.
And practice routines.
Yeah, getting routine. Although with Sean Payton, we're hearing that he's focusing more on conditioning. That is his big philosophy here.
Interesting.
Because they need to be bigger, faster, stronger, better shape by the time they get into training camp. We'll see how that one works out. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. My tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. How many titles will the Nuggets win in the Nikola Jokic era? I mean, just take a guess. You got Joker locked up for the next 5 years after this one, I think, right? Zero? They're going to win their first one. They're going to get one at least, right? Two? And we know the big number is three because that's the dynasty number. That's what you got to be a dynasty.
I'm going to say three.
There's your dynasty. 50% of the hooligans agree with you.
Yeah, and that's going to be... It's going to put Jokic in the conversation of greatest players of all time. I think it puts him right around Duncan or Tim Duncan.
Oh, right, just there. Three would just put him around Tim Duncan territory?
Yes. I get the title's numbers, but you would probably include a couple more MVPs, a couple finals
MVPs. How many MVPs does Tim Duncan have? Do we know that? I'm saying
say one.
It's very encouraging here. Nobody is clicking on zero to vote. 53% saying three, 17% saying five.
Tim Duncan has one MVP in 2002.
See, I think Joker passes him up if he...
Three finals MVPs. But, I mean...
Duncan is very well decorated.
Jokic could finish his career with three MVPs, three finals MVPs, three championships.
Where does Duncan rank in your GOAT conversation?
In terms of GOAT?
Yeah.
Probably top 15 all time.
So Joker wins three titles, probably another MVP at least in that mix, and you got him top 10, top 15?
Yeah, that would because that's just the titles and the awards, but you throw in the stats that he has.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Going to continue shattering records. It's hard to predict, man. It really is. It's a tough question. I think two. I mean, they're going to get one here in a few weeks.
The question is, would you be satisfied with just one title?
No. No, not with Joker. Now we're seeing...
Well, you see the potential of more.
This is the greatest Nuggets team we've ever seen, and we have a chance to make it epic. And so I think you ask the Avalanche fans the same question with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar and all those studs that they have over there. Are they satisfied with just one when they have two of the great best hockey players in the game? And they're probably going to say no. And they feel like one slipped away probably the year before. Could have,
sure,
if they could have got past the second round. I have to see at least two out of this. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be disappointed.
Sure.
At this stage, two would be okay. You took advantage of the Nikola Jokic window. You got some titles that you'd never done before. Awesome.
It's crucial that you just get the one because it gets you a taste of it. You get to feel what it's like to win. You know what the process is like leading up to the finals and winning it, and it makes you want to do it again, like a KCP, for example. I think this championship would mean more to him than the Lakers one did.
Oh, no question. No doubt about it. Well, first off, it was the bubble, too.
Right.
But... this is a family. I mean, you hear Malone say 1, 2, 3 family, and they say family. I mean, Reggie Jackson probably doesn't feel. He's like a distant cousin.
No, but he's a hometown kid.
Yeah, but you see him in the background, and he's kind of just like not really into it.
I mean, like,
he's just kind
of. If I was just passing out little tips of advice every now and again, I'd making millions of dollars.
I'd be happy, chill. But he doesn't look happy. He looks like Bull did.
Oh,
2 years ago.
He has that face.
But he always was sad, and they'd be in the huddle talking, and Bulbul would just be walking around. I don't know.
I think Reggie's fine. Thomas Bryant, on the other hand, he's having the time of his life.
And that's the opposite. Thomas Bryant's like, hell yeah, this is a blast. He's cheering his guys on. Reggie Jackson's in the back. And I'm not saying I fault the guys. It's just, it is what it is.
You brought him in for something. He didn't fill that role. So now you give him, hey, just give some advice.
It's how basketball works.
Talk to the young guys.
There's young guys, and then there's the other guys. There's two or three guys that just make zero impact on the team. The young guys, you're like, okay, you're not making an impact, but we know you will.
Like Peyton Watson.
Yeah, we know you will. You're not playing in this thing, but someday you will. Like Christian Brown didn't even play in that fourth game. Mm-mm. This was Denver saying, I'm sorry, Christian, we like you, but we got to go.
He's got to play in the finals, right?
Yeah, he'll play, it'll be back to the normal rotation when they get to game one. Christian Brown's going to have to re-earn that because I think Malone, it's not that he doesn't trust him, but he basically said to the guys, hey, you win this game, you're off for 9 days, so nobody's resting.
No, I think it's going to be fairly interesting to see how this whole team responds to just being in the finals when we're starting game one pregame and you get the announcement of the players and, all right, here it is, game one. Are you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting to see how they respond to the nervousness of it.
You're restarting this thing,
and
man.
It's not Malone getting used to it. It's everyone getting used to this.
It's going to be a week and a half before when it's all said and done, it'll be a week and a half that the Nuggets hadn't played a basketball game. No matter what happens tonight. They're not playing until the first. McLean says, I wonder what Bones Highland is thinking.
Bones saying, I'm getting a ring.
Yeah, what do you think of that? That's dumb, right? That's so stupid.
You know I'm a Bones guy. I was the biggest Bones fan.
You can't give him a ring.
He's a part of this.
No.
If I could give a ring to Paul Millsap, I would.
Would you give a ring to Carmelo Anthony?
Yes.
If I have extras. I don't think so. I don't think Russell, the thing was, if the Lakers won a title, was it Beverly and Westbrook?
Mm-hmm.
Were both like, we should get a ring. No. I don't believe you should. And I'm telling you that even if you were on this team in the playoff, like in the last regular season game, and you weren't really an impact player, no.
So who deserves a ring more, Bones or Thomas Bryant?
Thomas Bryant.
Really?
He's on the team. He's
Bones
on
those Bones.
He's on the roster. That's an interesting question, but I'm just saying it's just weird to me. We traded you. You are not a Denver Nugget. You have not helped us in these playoffs. You did not help us in the last 20 games.
But he helped you in the first half of the season.
Yeah, he had moments.
Got you to that number one seed.
That's true. I mean, he had games where he went off, and the Nuggets probably won because of him. There were probably three or four games that you could say, if Bones wouldn't have done this, the Nuggets didn't win. Then maybe they don't get the Western Conference number one seed.
It's a butterfly
effect. And maybe that, yeah.
This all goes back to 1985.
I don't think you should get a ring. I think you can get a, hey, good job, man.
Appreciate you.
We like what you
did.
Here's
a pennant.
Yeah, you can have that. But you don't get a ring. You don't get to say you're a champion.
No.
Like, if Bones is going to the bars, you know, next year, is he wearing the ring? And he's like, yeah, I won an NBA championship. Oh, yeah?
Probably
with the Nuggets? Yep.
It's probably different if you don't actually win it, but it'd be a nice little something to have at the office at home.
You know you'd wear it. If they gave you a ring, you'd go out with it and be like, yeah, I won a championship. Did you play in the finals? Mm-mm.
I mean, I have a...
That's subjective.
I have a replica Alabama ring that I put on from time to time.
Do people ever say anything to you?
No, because no one's ever seen it. It sits on my desk.
You need to wear that. But then act as if you're like part of Alabama.
Oh, no. It's got my name on it. No, it doesn't. Can you guess the player's name that's on that ring?
Tua.
Yeah.
Oh, it fits on the ring?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just Tua Vailoa, yeah.
That fits on the ring, huh? You should wear it next time we go anywhere. And if people are like, wow, that's an awesome ring.
It doesn't fit on my finger, but it's gaudy.
But I want it's you beautiful. To not say anything that leads people to believe that you weren't a part of it. You don't have to say, you don't have to lie.
Just have it on.
Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, that's an amazing ring. Yeah, it was a hell of a season. It's a hell of a year.
It's actually on the training staff.
You can lie if you want. I'm just saying go. Then they're going to say, oh, so Were you on, like, the staff or something? I won't say I wasn't.
May or may not have been in Atlanta, Georgia that night, but you can, I don't know.
Hey, or just wink at them, you know? And then they're like, wow.
Just go watch the film closely.
You'll see me. You'll see me out there. Or make them feel like an idiot. Ever heard of Angel Padilla? And then they're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
You made that play in the fourth quarter, guys.
Yeah. I know about that.
Whatever happened to you? Well, I'm here.
McLean, when you get married, does your ex also get a ring? Bones shouldn't get a ring.
That's a good point.
I'm tweeting this out. You've just taken us down a weird road. I'm going to tweet that out. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
I want to shout out to Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll get your air conditioning, your heating, your duct cleaning situation sorted out. They will get in there and clean it up for you. That's our very good friends, the HVAC contractor out of Greeley here. Free estimates are available to you as well. Check them out online, lemonsheatingandcooling.com. They're also sponsoring our Greeley Stampede ticket giveaways.
Well, the sun's finally back. We can see it.
Yeah, it's going to start. I wore flannel today. Was this a bad choice?
No, I don't think so. It's still a little cooler in the morning.
I started wearing flannel this year.
I noticed that.
And I just really like it.
You used to wear nothing.
Yeah, I used to just
come
in.
Just show up.
But I told my wife, I said, I want a flannel shirt. So she bought me like six of them.
There you go.
And it was perfect because it was cold. They're kind of nice looking. They're not over the top. They're not casual necessarily. They're kind of casual.
It's a collared shirt.
But they're warm. And now it's getting hot. And I'm like, can I not wear flannel until fall?
Well, I know you don't want to make the other guys around here jealous because the gun show.
You can't go tank tops here. You know, that makes Tanner really sad. Or motivates him. I'm not sure. Motivates him and Brian. Do some curls. But I'm really sad about that, Angel. It's a big deal for me. You know, we'll see how that pans out. Should Bones Highland get a ring if Denver wins at all? That's a new tight-knit brewing poll question. 65%. It's on my Twitter. Go follow me at Whole Show. 65% say no. I don't think so. So you'd give him a ring? You absolutely would give him a ring?
I'd consider it. If he apologizes for what he said. What did he say?
It was like something about Jamal. Like they asked him about Joker and Jamal, and
there was this random beef between him and Jamal that people were trying to make something that it wasn't when it was, you know, complaints about playing time and what his role was on this team when it was clearly defined what it was going to be at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he just said some stuff after he left, but, you know.
What a weird situation.
It was weird.
Like, where will Bones be remembered? Like, he'll just be remembered as a random nugget, right? I mean, we kind of thought there was a time, dude, where we were serious like, okay, Joker's the star, Jamal's pretty good, MPJ. Wow, they found another one in Bones Highland. He's going to be the next big thing and take over when ultimately Joker and Murray fade away.
So there are no set rules on which individuals will receive a ring. It's up to the winning franchise and its owners because they have to pay $15,000, $16,000 for these pieces of hardware.
So would the Kroenkes and Calvin Booth come together and say, we're going to give him a ring? Clearly there was something weird going on. Mm-hmm. They moved him out of Denver because they felt, Malone felt, somebody felt that they couldn't coexist with that guy.
Right.
Did they get in fights? Was there yelling? Don't know. But it didn't, it wasn't a positive farewell, mm-hmm. I believe. So you want to give...
Neither was Carmelo.
No.
Not saying Bones is Carmelo, but this franchise is no stranger to bad breakups.
Well, yeah, Yusuf Nurkic, that was another bad one. He was really upset with Denver. Mike just tweeted at us, I voted no, but to be honest, him on the team and realizing what the team could actually become without him makes him pretty valuable.
Yeah.
I guess.
You didn't get your bench figured out until after Bones left.
How do you think Will Barton feels? Because he loved it here.
He did.
He loved being a Nugget.
Second all-time in three-pointers.
He felt that he wasn't maybe respected and appreciated by the fans, I suppose. Do you think he's watching right now? He's like, maybe I was the problem.
It's possible. I mean, no fault to him. He was too inconsistent in the last few years when this team was building towards what they're at now. They needed to upgrade themselves to catch up with where Jokic was.
KCP is just a more refined, polished overall player than Will Barton. You know, he just is. You know, it's like when Tanner was making the argument yesterday that J.R. Smith in his prime is better than what we're seeing right now than KCP. I have a hard time with that because I feel like Calvin Booth struck gold. He found the perfect, yes, I knew you were going to hit that. He found the perfect combination. And J.R. Smith wouldn't have worked. Will Barton, this is the perfect combination. Yeah, are there better players out there than KCP? Sure. But you found a balance right now. And to be honest with you, Angel, now that we're here, you know, we were having those discussions about what they're going to do with Jamal. Are they going to change how they do things? They got to find a way to run this back next year. I don't need any extra guys.
And I think all of that can be traced back to Michael Malone and the culture that he has instilled in this franchise that these players, veterans, rookies, in-between guys, they come here and their perspective on it changes.
Yes.
You heard from even Reggie Jackson how this is a different team. This feels like a team. KCP says this feels like a team. They're doing it differently.
Yeah, and that's where you have to be really careful. You know, when we discussed this before the playoffs began, okay, well, if they can't get past the first or second round, do they consider some big changes? And the part to be careful with there was you can't put a guy on this roster that's going to be counterproductive to Nikola Jokic. So, you know, the devil you know, so to speak.
Well, a guy like KCP, he could have come on this team saying, I'm a veteran. I have already won a championship. You guys aren't doing it the right way. It's my way. You got to do it like this or you're not going to win it. He didn't do that.
No, he bought into everything that this organization has been buying into and building around Nikola Jokic. And you really have to, you know, as you become a Denver Nugget now, you have to know, hey, things are going to get really different here. Like, if you want to win a championship, if you want to be a good player in this league or on this team, you have to probably change how you play. You have to probably change a lot of the things you're doing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I was way off on the KCP thing. He was not drafted by the Bobcats. I was wrong. Somebody called me on that. Okay, good. I was wrong.
Where was he drafted?
Detroit, I want to say. Efforting. I'm not sure.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
He was drafted by Cleveland? Did he get traded? I don't know. That's weird. Sometimes I get them wrong. It happens sometimes. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We will have Chris Dempsey on the show coming up at 105. And I got to ask him a couple of things, but I dang sure want to ask him about Bruce Brown. Dempsey knows about all this stuff, the luxury tax and all that. He can help educate us on this stuff. So I'm really excited to break into that with him. I also have some Stampede tickets to give away. Not sure what, though. What do we want to give away? Who's playing there? Dustin Lynch? Flo Rida still? We gave some of those away yesterday. Some other guys. We're going to give them away. We're going to do it. We want you to win tickets. I want to send you to the Greeley Stampede. I want you to have the time of your life on us.
We've got Flo Rida with Neon Union, Lee Bryce with Ashley Cook, Skillet with Stephen Stanley, Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgian Line with Kat and Alex, Dustin Lynch with George Burge, and Sam Hunt with Drew Green.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do two things. be caller number 7 and tell Angel, of that group you just mentioned, who you want to see. And I'm going to give you a pair of tickets.
That's a lot of power to the Hooligans.
That's a lot of power to the Hooligans. I don't know if I trust it. Lemons Heating and Cooling, presenting these ticket giveaways. Here's the other thing I want to do. Be the 7th texter. Tell me who you want to see of that group. And I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to do that right now for you guys. So caller number 7, 970-353-1310. You call Angel, right, and be number 7 and tell him which concert you want to go see at the Greeley Stampede. I'm going to get you there. Be the 7th texter, 888-530-0043, and tell us who you want to go see. I'm going to get you there. 35 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I know where I screwed up because Michael Kidd-Gilchrist was drafted by Charlotte. And I always, those two were drafted the same year, and I always kind of mixed those two up back in the day. So there you go. That I found out why I just said that.
It's these two last names, man.
It is. That's what, confused. That's what, I'm serious. That's probably what it is. When they both came out, I'm like, oh, man, there's
about,
so many last names.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Probably got drafted by Charlotte as well.
Well, he's only like 2 years in the league.
Got traded over. How about this one? The NBA... According to Bleacher Report, their competition committee is considering penalizing flops with a technical foul free throw.
What?
That's what Sham said.
But there's no flopping in the NBA.
It's all real.
They don't teach that to their players.
This is the only way you're going to fix the NBA. If you give the officials the power to not put up with any more crap on the flopping stuff, on the complaining. That, I am 100%, like, I'm always careful with refs. You don't want to give them too much power. But if a guy is going at them and they're complaining, we have to stop it. Nuggets are guilty of it, too. Every time there's a foul, you see 5 hands go up. Actually 10 hands go up. Everybody's, nobody's committed a foul in the NBA. Never. None of them. If you ask them, no, never fouled. You have to give the refs the power to they and that's tough because you don't want a Tony Brothers. Joker looks over at him on accident and Brothers assumes that he's mad about the call, then you give him a technical. I get it, you gotta be careful.
What's tough is the flopping is you flop because you're getting hit and you want the ref to notice, hey, this guy is hitting me in the face or he's fouling me. So you have to react so the ref can see it. If you're doing it now where you're looking for the flop so you can penalize it, are you looking for a foul or are you looking for a flop?
Yeah, now you're complicating both. Now you're making the ref's job, I'm looking for two different things here.
So, oh, I called you on the flop, but ref, look at the replay. He actually slapped me in the face.
They're going to try this out this summer in the summer league.
No.
So they're going to see if that takes hold.
Yeah, because all these young rookie kids are going to be flopping as they're trying to get on an NBA team.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point, actually. You're not flopping much if you're
no, because you're in
to
the
make
summer league. You're trying to make a team. You're playing your butt off.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. I didn't think about it like that. The NBA's got to fix it, though.
They do.
They've got a problem. And
could you introduce a different type of technical foul where it's not necessarily a free throw, not necessarily an ejection, but like maybe a penalty box.
Well, they're fining them right now. Oh,
like,
put
you
them
have
out
to play
like
one possession with 4-on-5.
Yeah, dude, like, wouldn't I could just that see, be like, wild if hockey,
Tony
if basketball
Brothers,
did
like,
that?
Someone flops, Tony Brother just points at him, points to the corner, and you got to stand there for a possession.
You just stand on the side.
Yes. But you can't, your teammates, if they get a stop, they can't pass you the ball because you're already down court.
Oh, man, that would be hilarious.
Call it timeout corner.
Timeout. Get over there. Don't look at me. Turn around.
Yeah, you
got
to turn around.
You have to turn around and look into the crowd. They got to figure it out, dude. They have to figure out ways to stop the complaining, stop the flopping, cool it on the foul calls because you have so many amazing athletes. And this game can be so fun. That final minute 45 Denver and LA, no fouls were called, really. I think it went out of bounds was the only time it stopped. That was a beautiful moment.
Well, it slows the game down.
It does.
Especially, I think, what was it, game three in LA, from like 7:30 to 4 minutes, it was all fouls.
When I'm watching, I don't know why NBA doesn't hit me. It hits me. It bugs me. But college drives me nuts, too. When they start calling fouls left and right, it just zaps the game. Because college is definitely like, we need momentum back and forth. Bam, bam, bam. We need that.
Right.
And when you're calling fouls left and right and you're sending guys to the free throw line.
Well, late in the game, they're exhausted. So they're walking over there slow. They're standing at the line with their hands on their knees. The ref is looking at something, just holding the ball. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Speed it up.
Yeah, you got to speed that up, man. Here's a quick little note. So the Nuggets are bad for ratings, huh?
Really?
4-game Nuggets-Lakers series finals here, 7.9 million viewers across ESPN and ABC, making it the most watched conference final since 2018, when both Warriors, Rockets, Cavaliers, and Celtics beat both of those out.
Hmm.
Or no, it came in right behind those.
Gotcha.
But close. They beat out Nuggets, Lakers beat out Warriors, Rockets. That would have been James Harden and company.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, the counter's probably going to be it's the Lakers.
Right.
I get that.
But that means a significant population in Colorado that hasn't watched this team, and they get to when it's on national TV.
Well, and that's 7.9 million viewers that maybe were tuning in. A lot of them tuning in for the Lakers got to see Nikola Jokic and Jamal and go, this team might be fun to watch.
Who are these guys?
Maybe we'll watch this group. This is what I'm saying about the Nick Wright stuff and the ESPN stuff, though. You miss out on such an opportunity. You could have been building this guy. Even though they were the one seed, you could have been painting that picture of the dog, the underdog. You could have been painting that picture all series long. Nobody believes in these guys. Nobody can get Nikola Jokic's name right. Or Michael Malone's now, apparently.
Can't get Gordon's name right.
Can't get Gordon's right. Murray's only good in the bubble. Like, you have all these stories where you could really blow this thing up.
Well, they talk about the bubble as if it was a different team, but the core was still there. The coach was still there.
It was Joker, Malone, and you had Jamal and MPJ,
yep.
Right? You didn't have Gordon in the bubble.
Mm-mm.
You didn't have KCP and Bruce Brown, but yeah, as far as the core, like three or four guys, yeah, you had them. It's just... This is why I get mad. I'm not trying to give them power and all this stuff, but you get frustrated because I want the NBA to succeed every year. I do. I want them to get the ratings that they need so that they can work on, you know, get more money, and then they can work on making their product better.
Well, like in the NFL, there's 32 teams. You as an NFL fan, you could probably name 4 or 5 players on every team.
Yeah, probably so.
Because that's the amount of coverage they get.
Yep.
You obviously know the quarterback. You probably know one of their receivers, maybe a defensive player. The NBA, there's probably less players overall.
Yeah,
but there's 30 teams.
Yep.
So that's two
less
teams.
Way less work
you should be able to cover.
Basketball's an easy sport to cover. I love following basketball because I just got to worry about maybe 5, 6, 7 guys.
Before last week, I didn't know who was it, Martin on the Heat. Vincent,
oh,
whoever.
Yeah.
I didn't know who those
Vincent
guys were.
Jackson or no. What's his name? Yeah.
Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
I know who he was.
And that's also their fault for not blowing the Miami Heat up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
They will with Jimmy Butler. I mean, he definitely fits.
He'll be the face of the finals over Jokic.
Yes, he absolutely will.
Because it'll be, oh, Jimmy Butler, this rising star. He's taking the league by storm versus, oh, this Jokic guy. He's all right.
He's boring. They're all boring. I don't know how you watch Nikola Jokic and tell me he's boring. I just don't.
He is awe-inspiring.
Watch a full game.
The fact that we Nuggets fans can sit here and say, wow, this guy's amazing. If you went back 6 years, you'd say the same exact thing.
Yeah.
This guy's amazing.
Yep. Like, Lisa Salters just made me so mad. And I get it. She was trying to be nice. She wasn't being mean and critical of him. But she's like,
she admitted it.
She's never
wrong.
Seen him before. Even when you covered the bubble, who were you watching? They were in the Western Conference Finals.
There's 16 teams there. They got narrower and narrower by the
Nuggets
time went
were on. The Final Four. And you didn't watch them? Did you just watch the Eastern Conference Finals?
What does Bubble Murray mean to you, Lisa? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a dishwashing soap or something?
Yeah, she doesn't know. She doesn't watch them. Oh, well. 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break here. Chris Dempsey's coming up at 105. You're not going to want to miss that conversation. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. I want to shout out to a great new sponsor of the program, and that is Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. They have locations in Fort Collins and Windsor and Loveland. Actually, just drove by there the other day. We were it was when I was on my way to jury duty. I drove by. I was like, there it is. That's the place. Pooter Pet and Feed Supply, hooking you guys up all month long. They're celebrating 35 years in Northern Colorado, and so because of that, they want to hook you guys up. They want to give you some great, great chances to take advantage of these deals. So every single day of May, you can enjoy a discount. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So you're going to want to stop by Pooter Pet and Feed Supply, and do me a favor, tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And I'm giving stuff away today. I do have one more bundle box at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. It's a mystery box for your cat or dog. You get to pick. It's like a $20 value here. Food's in there, toys is in there, all of it. Four full-size premium products are inside this mystery box you're going to want. And I got to give one more away. So let's do caller. And be sure to stay on the line if you're not getting through right away. Because, you know, Angel will be doing phone stuff. Let's go caller number three right now. First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Caller number three, we're going to hook you up with one of these bundle boxes.
Treat your pets.
Treat your pets,
you
man.
Know how happy your dog or cat's going to be with you come home and say, look what I got you.
Oh, man.
Got you a whole box of stuff.
You'll be the champ. You'll be the best.
They will love you more unconditionally than they already have.
The cat might actually snuggle you, though.
Yeah,
might.
It might give you a passing glance.
Might give you a passing glance. Big deal going on as far as discounts today from, is it Nolo? Healthier Together is their motto. Up to $15 off dry cat and dog food. You get a buy three, get one free. All cans are $3 off. Also, treats are all $3 off. Amazing deals going on at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. See, guys, got to, like Angel said, treat your pets right. They deserve it. They have to put up with you all the time. Check them out at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. The tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. How many titles will the Nuggets win in the Nikola Jokic era? And I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I get that. You know, Brady, they got to win one first. Well, I think what we're talking about is a dynasty as far as the Denver Nuggets go. What do you guys think? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Zach Stevens just shared a picture on Twitter.
What?
Of Russell Wilson.
What's he doing?
He looks good. Looks like he's lost a lot of weight. Look at him. See him? You looking at it?
He kind of looks like Tua.
He kind of does.
They're kind of similar in body size and just thickness,
yep.
I would say.
Yep. He looks like he's lost a little bit, huh?
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever lifted weights?
You're getting shredded. That was dangerous. He wouldn't comment on how much weight he's lost, but he said he's feeling great.
That's
he
not
also
something you ask somebody.
Huh?
Hey, you lost weight.
Well, if you look good. Hey, you look good.
Yeah, you just say that.
He said at the end of his press conference, you want to know what he said?
Broncos country, let's ride.
Mm-mm.
No.
He said, go Nuggets.
Wow.
Yeah, now you're in, yeah, huh? No, you're
that's,
in.
That's a curse.
He says, I feel lean and mean. He also said that. I'm just reading.
Coming next week, Russell Wilson grills.
I'm sure they're going to roast him for saying go Nuggets. No, we don't want any of your bad vibes.
Stay away.
Let's see. Good news. There's some really good news. Javonte Williams was out there. Garrett Bowles was practicing too. So getting those guys back where you were wondering how their injury situation was going to look, that's a big deal. Sean Payton also said that Russell Wilson looks good and sharp. Good and sharp. Doesn't get much better than that. Mm. That's a compliment if I've ever heard one before.
He could be great and sharp.
He's good and sharp.
Just good.
Wait, did he say he's good and sharp? Or did he say, hey, he looks good?
It's good and sharp.
Very
like a
sharp.
Dull knife.
Yeah. So you got OTAs going on. I don't get too excited about it, but I will say the Javonte Williams thing, he's practicing. He practiced on a limited basis today. That is really encouraging for your Denver Broncos. 12:57 the time. Chris, don't call me Christopher Dempsey, is going to join me next from Altitude TV and Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.